We bring you good news of the promise made to the fathers, that God has fulfilled for us the children and that He raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second Psalm, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." Concerning that He raised Him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, He has spoken thus, "I will give to you the faithful sacred things of David." Therefore He says also in another Psalm, "You will not allow your Holy One to see decay." For David, after he had in his own generation served the counsel of God, fell asleep, and was placed with his fathers, and saw decay. But he whom God raised up saw no decay. Be it known to you therefore, brothers, that through this man is proclaimed to you forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So beware, lest what is said in the prophets should come about: "Look, you scoffers, and be amazed, and perish, for I am working a work in your days, a work which you will not believe, if one tells it to you." So when they went out, they urged them to speak about these things on the next Sabbath. Now when the synagogue broke up, many of the Jews and of the devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, urged them to continue in the grace of God. The next Sabbath almost the whole city was gathered together to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy, and contradicted the things which were spoken by Paul, and reviled him. Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, and said, "It was necessary that God's word should be spoken to you first. Since indeed you thrust it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, look, we turn to the non-Jewish people. For so has the Lord commanded us, saying, 'I have set you as a light to the nations, that you may bring salvation to the farthest part of the earth.'" As the non-Jewish people heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord. As many as were appointed to everlasting life believed. The Lord's word was spread abroad throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and prominent women and the chief men of the city, and stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and threw them out of their borders. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them, and came to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy with the Holy Spirit.